I'll be attending the University of South Carolina.
That was Northwestern wide receiver Chikari Caldwell during yesterday's signing day ceremony at the school. Caldwell, who is the state's highest remaining uncommitted player, chose the Gamecocks over Tennessee. Across town, Rock Hill's Tyleek Edwards signed with East Tennessee State, and South Point had six players sign, including Alfred Williams, who is going to South Carolina State. In all, 37 area student-athletes signed college scholarships yesterday. For more details, visit WRHI.com. South Carolina got signatures from almost all of their commitments, including a signing day flip from linebacker Gilbert Edmond of Florida, who signed with Carolina after committing to Central Florida. The story of the day, however, was prize commit Jordan Birch. The state's top player committed for the second time to the Gamecocks at a ceremony at his school. However, as of this morning, he still had not sent in his national letter of intent. According to rumors, LSU continued to recruit him yesterday. Birch technically has until April 1st to send his letter into the university. The Gamecocks basketball team suffered an 84-70 setback at Ole Miss. Carolina is now 13-9 overall and 5-4 in the SEC. Clemson lost 51-44 on the road to defending national champion Virginia. With the loss, the Tigers dropped to 11-11 overall and 5-7 in ACC play. And finally, the Winthrop men's basketball team looks for its 13th win in a row tonight versus Campbell at the Coliseum. You can hear the game at 6:30 on 104.1 The Bridge. With your Thursday sports, I'm Chris Miller.